tributes to Imam Ali, peace be upon him. O Allah, open for me this day the gates of paradise, and shut for me therein the gates of hellfire, and grant me success in reading the Quran, O you who sent down tranquility into the hearts of the faithful. We renew our condolences to you, dear listeners, after reciting the special supplication for the 20th day of fasting, Ramadan, in which the innocent blood of the symbol of social justice was shed by a dastardly renegade. Yes, we are clad in black for commemorating the martyrdom anniversary of the first divinely decreed successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, at whose side Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, had firmly stood throughout the 23 years of the prophetic mission and even predating the revelation, because he had actually grown up in the loving lap of his cousin, the Seal of Messengers. Today happens to be the anniversary of the peaceful surrender of Mecca to the Prophet, who on the commandment of the Almighty entered his hometown after 8 years and, to the surprise of his crestfallen enemies, cleansed the holy Kaaba of all vestiges of the idols that the retarded Arabs had installed in the monotheist Abraham's ancient edifice. It is interesting to note that at fall of Mecca, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, helped the Prophet dismantle the idols at the holy Kaaba. In one instance, the Prophet lifted Imam Ali on his shoulders to deliver the coup de grâce to the chief idol atop the roof of the Kaaba. It is also interesting to recall that in 98, upon revelation of the opening verses of Surah Baqarah, the Prophet sent one of his companions named Abu Bakr to Mecca to proclaim the divine words at the holy Kaaba. But no sooner had that aged man departed, the Archangel Gabriel descended, telling the Prophet that it was God's will that either he should proceed in person or deputize a member of his family closest to him. The Prophet asked his vicegerent to proceed with the speed and take over the charge, which the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him, dutifully performed. This incident is recorded in all authoritative works of hadith and history, including those written by our Sunni brethren such as Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad and Abu Ja'far Tabari in his Monumental History. The fruitful life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, cannot be covered by a limited radio program. Valiant in battle, he was magnanimous in victory to his fallen foes and gave strict orders not to humiliate prisoners or harass and plunder women and children. After the Battle of Jamal in Iraq, he ordered his troops to give a decent burial to his slain enemies. He even allowed the defeated foes to return to Medina in peace. At a battle, Safin in Syria, having broken the enemy's hold on the river Euphrates, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, allowed them access to the very waters which they had blocked to him. No wonder the Prophet had said, Ali is from me, and I am from Ali. He meant to emphasize the unbreakable bonds between the two, which even death cannot rupture. Alas, the breaking of allegiance sworn at Qadir Khum to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, by a group of Muslims following the Prophet's sad departure from the mortal world, created the greatest discord in Islam, the scars of which are still evident on the body politic of the Ummah. But Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was no ordinary mortal to resort to the sword for his temporal rights, because among their things the Arabs would disunite and revert to paganism. Moreover, the world of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was not confined to the material, but encompassed the spiritual, which was beyond reach of the lesser beings who opposed him. Thus, for the sake of Islamic unity, he never withheld advice whenever the bewildered caliphs found themselves trapped in problems. Valiant in battle, he was magnanimous in victory to his fallen foes and gave strict orders not to humiliate prisoners or harass and plunder women and children. His 4.5-year model true role of justice remains unsurpassed till this day, despite the fact that it was cut short by the forces of discord in the blessed month of Ramadan in 40 AH while he was engrossed in the morning prayer in the mosque of Kufa. Dua Kumail, the famous supplication which is recited regularly by the faithful to this day, is an eloquent description of the majesty and mercy of God. It was taught by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to his disciple Kumail ibn Ziyad. It has been translated into almost all major world languages, and the following two paragraphs, which are a random selection, should be enough for inspiring readers with faith. Here are some passages from it for the benefit of our listeners, many of whom might be among those who regularly recite it on the eve of Friday. My liege, my God, my master, it is not in me to believe that thou wilt impose the fire on the faces of those that have bowed in adoration of thy greatness, or the tongues that have testified to thy indivisible unity and thank thee with praise, or the hearts that have acknowledged thy divinely with conviction, or the minds that are so saturated with thy knowledge as to humble themselves in thy presence, or on the limbs that have striven toward thy service and obedience, endeavoring confidently to seek thy forgiveness. This can never be expected from thee, nor doth thy grace permit such an assumption, O generous one. O Lord, thou knows that I am too weak to withstand even a small portion of this world's trial, or their consequences, or the sorrow that befalls its inhabitants, though these trials were transient, evanescent, and short-lived. How then will I withstand the trial of the hereafter, with its tremendous sufferings and its prolonged perpetual misery, which shall never be alleviated for its inmates? O thou whose name is Panacea, whose remembrance is a sure remedy, and whose obedience is a source of independence, have mercy on the one whose capital asset is hope and whose instrument is lamentation. O thou who gives happiness and blessings and wards off misfortunes. Thank you. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, collected the Noble Quran during the lifetime of the Prophet in order of revelation and trained several companions in the various branches of knowledge, including jurisprudence, Quranic sciences, Arabic syntax, and grammar. He was a fluent orator, and the collection of his eloquent sermons, letters, and maxims in the book Nahjul Balagha stand as a firm testimony of his God-given wisdom. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was indeed the Kaaba, as the Prophet had remarked. If his forehead bore the mark of lengthy prostrations to the one and only God, the Qibla of Islam, in turn, continues to proudly display on his wall the birthmark of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the section of the Kaaba which had miraculously parted for his mother Fatima bint Asad, which none have been able to erase. Thus, the fatal sword struck that struck his head these days was delivered by the infidel while the Imam was engrossed in prayer with his head in prostration towards the Holy Kaaba.